Florida public school teachers are in the process of transitioning to Common Core testing standards, which will replace the controversial FCAT. A panel of experts will explain the differences between the two tests tonight at St. Petersburg College's Seminole campus. One of the panelists is Doug Tuthill, president of the group Step Up for Students.
FCAT is a state test based on state standards. It's only given in Florida, and the Common Core is a national test based on national standards. So over 40 states got together and agreed on a common set of academic standards in math and English and language arts, and then are developing assessments aligned to those, and about 43 states have agreed to use those assessments. So it's really difference between a single state test and basically a national test based on national standards.
And why are districts considering this a positive direction for the state to go in?
Well, of course, we have a lot of movement from students from one state to another. And I think the goal was to get a common national standard that everybody would understand. That would encourage textbook publishers and software developers all to write their instructional materials aligned to the same standards. That should lower costs. A single national test or aligned to those standards should also reduce costs for states. So it's really lowering costs and increasing quality.
And what about the transition for educators? How are they going to be transitioning from one testing strategy to the new Common Core standards?
Well, the new Common Core standards are a little more rigorous, frankly, than the Florida standards. And so teachers are going to have to look at these new standards and adjust their instruction to prepare kids for these more rigorous standards in math and English language arts. And that's going to require a lot of professional development, a lot of talking amongst teachers. They'll be looking at new materials that are being developed by software developers and by textbook publishers. So there's going to be a huge transition over the next several years as teachers and students and parents all adjust to the higher national standards.
And you're going to be a panelist discussing this issue. Can you just explain to me what that panel is going to be like, other people who are going to be speaking, and what people could learn from this informational session?
We're going to talk about the history of FCAT, where it came from, why it was implemented, why it's controversial, why the Common Core, we think, is a good solution and a superior set of standards, but also what the possible controversies are around Common Core also. And so we also want to educate the public about what to look for and what we need to do to make sure that the Common Core standards are successfully implemented.
That was Doug Tuthill, president of the school choice advocacy group Step Up for Students. Tuthill will join Pinellas County School Superintendent Michael Grego, Florida PTA President-elect Mindy Haas, and the Florida Education Association's Joanne McCall on tonight's panel. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.